Helping the Helpless. Orphan Survival. For most young animals, survival in the wild depends on having a parent for protection and guidance. However, some have become orphans, and survival for them can mean relying on the intervention of people. In Queensland, Australia, thousands of fruit bats have been paralyzed by a type of insect that sucks blood. They cannot use their hind limbs to roost, so they lie helplessly on the ground and slowly die. Many of these bats carry babies on their backs. The orphan babies will die too, unless they are rescued. Lucky for some, bat carers hear them crying for their mothers. Bat Hospital. For the orphan bat pups, they need a substitute for the warmth of their mother's wings. So at the bat hospital, they are wrapped in blankets, and just like human babies, are bathed, fed, and put to bed. The orphaned bats do not have the help of their mothers in learning to fly and land, fire up their sonar, or find food. So they rely on helping human hands to take care of them until they are self-sufficient. The bats are important to the ecosystem. Without them, the forests would die out. The Sloth Sanctuary. The Sloth Sanctuary in Costa Rica is home to many orphaned sloths. Their mothers could have had an accident, been killed by a predator, or been electrocuted by electric wires. Unable to learn basic life skills from their mothers to help them thrive on their own, they need helping hands. At the Sloth Sanctuary, they are provided with a nursery, which has an exercise area for them to practice their climbing skills and places for daily weighing and feeding. Strangely, sloths are usually loners in the wild, but in the sanctuary, young orphans often bond together. Questions about sloths. While sick or injured sloths can be released back into the wild, orphaned sloths often don't survive. There are many questions about sloths that the workers at the sanctuary don't know the answers to. They need to find these answers so the orphan sloths can be returned to the wild. Scientists study sloths to try to discover how a mother in the wild might raise her baby. Sloths are fitted with a tracking device, like a small backpack. The device records exactly what the sloths are doing at all times. Scientists can gather information even when the sloths are out of sight. Virunga, a haven for mountain gorillas. Virunga, Africa's oldest national park, is home to the last remaining mountain gorillas on Earth. Sadly, many are orphans, whose mothers have been shot by poachers. The rangers at Virunga, however, care for the orphans as if they were their own children, feeding them, playing with them, and even, sometimes, sharing the same bed. The park rangers at Virunga believe it is important for these young mountain gorillas to feel they belong to a family and that they are not abandoned. Danger at Virunga. Being a ranger at Virunga is a very dangerous job. There have been brutal attacks from armed rebels. Many mountain gorillas have been killed, and the rangers have found babies holding on to their dead mothers. When the orphan gorillas are rescued, their hair can be dirty and covered in lice. They are often stressed and can scream when they are touched. The rangers need to use a tone of voice that calms them. It is important for the rangers to imitate the mother's behavior as much as possible The orphans are very fragile and can die from stress. Virunga rangers often carry guns to protect their sanctuary. When the orphans are rescued, they go into quarantine for several weeks, and the rangers who care for them must wear gloves and masks. These orphan gorillas can easily catch human diseases. The survival of each one is very important. The rangers would like to release the orphans back into the wild, but they have fed them food that can't be found in their natural habitat. At night, the orphans sleep inside the house, which is not where they would naturally sleep. So for now, the rangers think it may be better to keep them in the safety of the sanctuary. Human help. The first months in the life of most animals is very important to their survival. If they lose their mothers, they need help. Many only survive because of the helping hands of humans. It is a challenge, however, to care for orphaned animals. Although people try hard, they cannot take the place of the animal's mother. Rangers want to relocate the animal to the wild, but for some animals, this may never happen. However, the orphans in the sanctuaries play an important role. They can help researchers understand more about their needs for survival in the wild.